We are joined by Jeff O'Brien. He is the extraordinaire attorney. I'm switching a little bit. Attorney, barrister, and lawyer. Lawyer extraordinaire, attorney, barrister, and what's the other word? Attorney, barrister, and lawyer. I couldn't come up with lawyer. Anyway, from Chestnut Cambrone, and we were talking off the air about Governor Walz asking for help from the federal government, and it was denied to help rebuild Minneapolis. And, you know, I guess I'm not surprised because you have a mayor who did not want Trump to come to Minneapolis. He billed him for security, and a governor who's not been real friendly toward the administration. And I don't care how you twist and turn it, Jeff, these are things that do come into play because you're talking about personalities and people, and they hold grudges.
Yeah, but I think what's more important, Bob, is on night one, if you recall, when the governor did it, of the riots and the looting, when the governor did his press conference, he acknowledged that he had had a phone conversation with Trump. And I think Trump even acknowledged in a tweet that he had offered up the full support of the federal government, meaning troops, guard, you know, National Guard, whatever was needed to quell the riots and the looting. And Walz said, thank you, but no thank you. So I think the point of him of Trump denying the request for disaster relief is, I offered to help you on night one. You said no, thank you. You let this get out of hand for 3 days. You let an entire section of the city of Minneapolis burn down, and now you want the federal government to bail you out. Guess what? You're going to have to take care of it yourself. So I think this comes down to a personal responsibility decision on the president's part, and I think it was the right decision. And I think Tim Walz is going to have to face the music from Minnesota voters at some point when he has to raise taxes to pay to rebuild Minneapolis when he could have solved this on night one.
Well, he brought it on himself, but also more than he, Fry brought it on his city and himself. And this group, him and that city council, I'm sure they'll all get reelected, but the city is in shambles in terms of leadership. And something needs to change there, but it doesn't. This is what I don't understand. So many of these cities, and I'm not, I mean, it's not that I want to knock Democrats or Democratic leadership, but how do you, if you are a citizen in these cities, how do you not see that nothing has changed over the years? Things just stay bad and get bad, and it's the same leadership year in and year out, decade in and decade out. Why don't you take a step back and say, let's try something else?
I thought it was interesting, the piece that was, I think it was the New York Times last week, where Betsy Hodges, the former mayor of Minneapolis, says flat out, we've used the police to enforce, you know, white liberals in Minneapolis have used the police to enforce our problem. I think I might use the word problematic or troubled policies. So she almost, it's almost like she got almost to the root cause, which is the horrible policies coming out of the city council and the effect that it's had on their community, particularly in people of color, and that the police just, you know, do their dirty work, basically. And I'm like, well, finally, we're getting someone that's, you know, it was almost like a mea culpa moment. So I'll be curious to see. And there's a lot of chatter about it last week. I'll be curious to see where it goes. Interesting enough, though, you know, this movement in Minneapolis to disband or defund the police department, the most vocal opponents thus far have been some of the black leaders in Minneapolis. I saw Nakima Levy Armstrong, who's been involved with Black Lives Matter and the Minnesota NAACP, basically saying, why do they just assume that this is what we want? You know, it's more of this is almost like white supremacy thought, the way that they're always just assuming they think they know best for blacks. And it's like, why don't you talk to the community and ask what they are looking for in terms of a solution? They don't seem to be able to do that.
Well, how do you make this decision to defund without talking to community leaders? It's absurd. And by the way, I've had her on my show a few times. I really like Nakima Levy Armstrong. I mean, she will listen to what you have to say. So I hope
she... I don't agree with her on every issue, but I definitely I've liked a lot of the stuff coming out of her mouth as of late. And I think that she's one of the few leaders in Minneapolis willing to point out that the emperor has no clothes on.
Well, she needs to run for, you know, get on that city council, because she is, I do believe she is sensible And that's what is sorely lacking there. And these people on that city council, oh my gosh, it's horrible. Now, the other thing I want
to
mention,
she certainly would be a disruptor to the way that they have all they've done business for a long time. That's for certain.
And that's absolutely necessary. Now, I want to ask another thing about Walls. He appears to be mulling over whether he's making face masks a mandate. Now, you and I are on different pages on this. I don't have a problem with it, you know, if you do it, because if there's a chance it could keep people from getting sick or infected, I'm all for it. And it's not a big deal to me to throw on a face mask. I do it when I go into just about every business or store, unless it's a small one where I know the proprietor, which is there are some cases like that. But I have no issue with it at all. But you don't agree with that, right?
I do the same thing that you do. And by the way, I should get you one of our lovely Chestnut Cambrone logoed masks. We have our own masks now. So that's the latest wave in promotional apparel.
And Jeff, I should get you a BS show mask. So
let's do a trade. I like it. Let's do a trade. No, I'm out, you know, where you are. We're out here in the far, far western part of the metro, but practically in the country. And I do see a lot of people wearing masks. I see, particularly when I go to like Target or Walmart, you know, everybody is got their mask on. I think that, and I definitely noticed, I think ever, you know, the video of President Trump going to Walter Reed on Saturday with his mask with the presidential seal on, I think I've even seen an uptick since then. I think that that move actually diffused this issue of the mask as a political symbol. But I also think there are people who do have, I've talked to people who have experienced breathing issues by wearing a mask. It's just something about their physiological makeup. So I don't think, I don't think these one size fits all plans coming out of St. Paul is the way to go. I think people are responsible and when they need to. I mean, I had to go downtown to my office last week. And I had the mask on because I was in the Skyway and I was in, you know, inside different buildings. And in our office, if you're in the common space, you have to have your mask on. So I think that people are generally responsible. I think the people that may not be able or wearing them may just not be physically able to be wearing them.
You know,
so I wouldn't push for a mask mandate.
Jeff, I have had the construction version of the N95. You could breathe through those very easily. And the construction versions are not that hard to come by. And I just think that's, in a lot of cases, I do think that's an excuse. Because if I were a business, I would have a sign that said, no shirt, no shoes, no mask, no service.
Because see, and I'm fine with that. If a business wants to say that, okay, if a private business wants to say, take the step of saying, you got to have a mask on. I'm
like
fine.
Menards, yeah.
But I don't want to see the state government impose a mandate like that on everybody. They've imposed enough mandates on us this year. I don't think we need any more.
This is one of the few times we've been in disagreement. I've got to mark down the time and the date.
I don't trust this governor to do anything. If he won't give up if he's going to hold on to these emergency powers through the election in the hopes that the Democrats take the state Senate simply because he doesn't want to have to deal with the other side.
Oh,
that's wrong.
That'll backfire on
him. It's a stupid way that our statute was drafted to allow him to do this. He's going to announce today that he's going to expand it again for another 30 days. That's why the only reason he's calling him back into special session is to bump those powers for another 30 days.
And I am, we all have interest in it. But if you're a parent, you're interested in what they're going to do with schools. As a member of the Buffalo Hanover Montrose School Board, I really think they're going to wind up starting with social distancing again or distance learning in schools. I would prefer that they gave the option that they will have classes, but if you want to keep your kids at home, there'll be distance learning. The thing they can't do is they will lose a number of kids to homeschooling, and many districts will be impacted and potentially devastated by it because districts get money for each kid in school. And homeschooling does not count for that. So I do think that the governor has to keep that in consideration, too, because a lot of people...
But the problem is he's too beholden to the teachers' unions. Anything union, if you're a Democrat, you got to bend to their will, and the teachers' unions don't want to go back to work, so...
Well, that's why, I get it. No, that's going to be it's going to be an interesting one. Now, very quickly, Washington is going to... The Washington Redskins will be no more, and they'll make the announcement today. Haven't picked a name.
Yep.
What... You told me off the air, but share with people the name you like.
Well, I like either the Washington Tyranny, kind of like the wild, I think the Washington Tyranny is appropriate. I would also go with either the swamp or the swamp
I
creatures
like
would also
swamp
be
creatures.
appropriate. But I did see this morning, so yes, they announced last night that they're going to retire the name today. There's a report, some chatter that the name that they aren't going to name their new name today. They're just retiring Redskins. But I was told, I've read that the name that they want may have, they may have a trademark fight on their hands, which might suggest, now I had heard a lot about Washington Warriors, but again, you get into those, Native American imagery, and they want to avoid that, which would lead, if they're having a trademark fight over a name, it would lead me to believe that the name that they want is the Washington Generals, which of course is the infamous perennial opponent of the Harlem Globetrotters. So the Globetrotters own that trademark, and I questioned, I asked my wife this morning, I said, why would they want to name their team after a basketball team that loses every one of their games? What
Yeah,
kind of
it's
karma are they
well,
bringing upon themselves?
because Daniel Snyder is your owner, but oh well. Hey, Jeff, thanks so much. Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. We'll take a quick break. BS show will be right back.